Hello and welcome to our podcast, Ephesians Verse by Verse, brought to you by co-founder of Telios, Dr. William Stewart. This captivating podcast will not only teach you the book of Ephesians, which tells us so much about Christ and his mission, as well as our Christian walk, but it will teach you how to study the Bible so you can have confidence in what you learn. Episodes will provide key points for each important verse of the book of Ephesians. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
To our study on the book of Ephesians, a verse-by-verse study as we dive deeply into these verses to try to understand what God has for us in the Christian life and in our salvation. Today we're finishing up a fabulous passage on marriage, verse 33 of chapter 5. Paul summarizes the major lessons inside this passage, which begins in verse 21. He reminds us of the man's role to love his wife as Christ loves the church. The word here for love is important. It's agape. It's a word that specifically means in Scripture a giving love. It's a love out of knowledge. It's a love out of our obedience to God. That's Paul's prayer and John's admonishment that we love out of obedience and out of knowledge for the good of the other person and not ourselves. It may involve emotions. It may not. Sometimes you just have to do what you know is right. And that's how a man loves his wife, primarily in knowing her out of knowledge and knowledge of Scripture and doing what's best for her. As earlier in the passage in verses 26 to 28, emphasizing that we do everything for our wives that she's the best that she can be, to present her holy and blameless before God, a fabulous creature, your best disciple that you've created. In contrast, the woman is to obey her husband out of fear. Now, the word here, reverence, is actually phobos, where we get the word phobia, fear of something. And to put this in context, as Christians, we're to fear God. And it says this in verse 20, that we respect and submit to each other out of the fear of God. Otherwise, we know that when somebody tells us Scripture or encourages us based in Scripture, that we have such reverence and respect and fear for God that we grasp that gladly so we can be more Christ-like. So it's the same fear that a woman has for her husband, not so much that we fear God's wrath, but as a father, we fear correction. We want to do what our father says. So the woman submits to the father, God the father, and to the husband. It's an order. God places order in all things in society, whether it's business, family, order between husband and wife, child, to the government, and to God. So in doing so, we have an orderly household that functions. Now, this doesn't always sound politically correct, but it does work in that when the husband and wife, as a good functioning corporate entity, like any good functioning corporate entity, set goals together, set down roles together, and they both run off to do what they should be doing, and seeking God and are mature individuals and responsible, issues of submission just don't come up. It's like in a well-run business. If somebody, the vice president, knows their role and is capable and is growing in that role, submission issues don't come. It's only when you marry somebody who's not seeking God or perhaps not a Christian and who disagrees with your goals that that becomes an issue. So God has a wonderful plan for marriage that works so well when both partners are seeking God, know those roles, and are becoming godly individuals and carrying out functions in the marriage by the goals set in faith by the marriage partners. Wonderful chapter on marriage. We'll get into other aspects of the family and business relationship starting in chapter 6, and then later the fabulous Armor of God passage. You don't want to miss that. Thanks for joining me. I'll look forward to seeing you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Ephesians Verse by Verse. We hope you found Dr. Stewart's teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next time for another exciting episode in Ephesians. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com, TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.